We are reading from Zohar for All, volume 11, for festivals. We are on page 112, second column. You can get into our site, kab.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All, volume 11, second column, page 112. We are in the Omer's count and the festival of Shavuot.
Niv, tell us, what should we do except for listen and read? What do you think? Tell us about yourself.
I want
everything we spoke of in the first part of the lesson about there's none else besides him and all these scrutinies, that we will get strength from it now.
Strength to implement, to understand, to think. Strength means, oh, you see? I got excited from your words. Okay, let's go.
Hey. 5. On the day of Shavuot, Zer Anpin rises until the place of the Rosh of Arich Anpin. Before, Yishsut rise to the place of Atik, and Abba Ve'ima to the place of Te'amim of Sag De'ak. Because the Nekudot of Sag are clothed in Atik. And then, there are two Bechinot in Yishsut. One, they too rose to Sagdak together with Abba Ve'ima, because during the Zivug, Abba Ve'ima and Yersut are in one degree. Two, they are in the place of Atik, because there is their third degree. And the difference between them is great. Because from the first Bechina, where Yesut are included in Abba Ve'ima, also Yesut is in Te'amim Desag, where there is no Parsa. Because in the beginning, in Nekudot Desag, Yesut are in a Kansel Parsa, the revelation of the 58th gate, like in the end of correction, because the low one, which rises to the upper one, becomes like him. And from the second Bechina, where Yesut are only in the place of Atik, therefore the Parsa still governs them, and the 58th gate is still covered. And Zer Anpin cannot receive from the Chazen above of Yesut. 6. And on the 58th day, on Shavuot, the concealed is revealed and is covered with it. On the one hand, the 50th gate is revealed the 50th day, because then Zer Anpin rises to Arich Anpin. And Abba Ve'ima, which include Yesut, rose to Te'amim Desag, where there is no Parsa. And they return to cancel the Parsa, like in the end of correction. And Zer Anpin can receive from above the Chazeh of Yesut the Yud K in it, because there is no difference from below the Parsa to above the Parsa, for there is no separating Parsa there. Therefore, on the 50th day in Shavuot, the 50th gate is revealed. However, on the other side, according to the order of ascent, it is considered that Yesut is in the place of Atik, because there is the third degree. This is where the Parsa governs. And the 50th gate is not revealed, rather is covered. Therefore, it is considered that that illumination of the inclusive Abba Ve'ima and Yesut, which revealed the 50th gate, comes only to Keter, Zer Anpin, to half of Tiferet of Yesut from the Chazeh and below. Since it is a part of the Sefirot of Yesut, it receives from Yesut in Abba ve'ima. But Nehi of Yesut, which are clothed in Zeranpin and mixed with the Kelim of Zeranpin, cannot receive from the illumination of disclosure of the 50th gate, because the particular Yesut is considered in the place of Attic. The ascent,
we just need to understand that that same desire that we have, that desire is, it's divided into so many individual parts. And with working with all those parts, you see, what do Kabbalists do? They start seeing by which actions, with which parts, of what desire, in its own height, in its own style, they can attain all kinds of relations, different forms of relations with the light, the upper force. And that's what they're writing about. We still don't know what this is. We're still not in connection with the desire that we're working with it, or dividing it, raising it, organizing it, that all of these desires change according to some illumination that comes upon them from above. And in those desires, we can feel the upper system that we are working in through our system as a world and man, meaning an external system and the soul that, but it's all in the desire. We have to pay attention that our general desire, in what way it's divided into so many parts and is cascaded and has different levels and starts feeling inside itself structures, these big structures, upper ones, lower ones, in all kinds of different attributes, that it's as the upper world. In our desire to enjoy, which is connected to our five senses, we discover our world in the desire that we are developing from that point of the Vikut between us, from the center of the group. That is where we're about to discover what the Kabbalists tell us about. But it's all in our desire. Yes.
The ascent of Yesut to Sag is not a complete ascent. Rather, it is like a king who comes for a little while to his friend's house and stays there. Also, Yesut, they come in the time of the Zivug, in the incorporation of Abba ve'Ima, but eventually they return to the place of Attic. And therefore, the disclosure of the 50th gate does not reveal the entire half of the partsuf of the chazeh and above of Yesut, rather only its tiferet, Keter, the Zeranpin, receives the revelation, and not the Zat, Nehi of Yesut, since they are clothed and are mixed in the Kelim of Zeranpin. 7. And that is the conduct in all the generations except for the generation of Shlomo, Solomon. Then the Malchut was fulfilled permanently, because Zeranpin and Malchut were then set to clothe from the Chazeh and below of Abba ve'Ima permanently, because Yesut and Abba ve'Ima became permanently one partsuf. in a way that when Zer Anpin rose to Ari Chanpin, Yesut and Abba V'ima rose to Te'amim Desag. Then there was no difference between Yesut to Abba V'ima.
Because there's no lack in Yesut as opposed to Abba V'ima. It's already receiving a fulfillment.
And therefore, the 50th gate was revealed completely. And also, Yudke from the Chazeh and above of Yesut, they were revealed to their Zat, which are clothed within their Anpin. Since Shlomo came, he made them into a prat, as written, 7 days and 7 days, 14 days, where the 58th gate illuminated completely twice 7 days, which are the 7 Bechinot of Yud Kei and 7 Bechinot of Vav Kei, which are below the Chazeh. Another man doesn't need to make them into a prat item except for Shlomo, because those 7 days of below do not illuminate completely from the 7 days of above until Shlomo came, because the 7 Bechinot of Yud Kei do not illuminate below the Chazeh of Yisut in the place instead of Vav Kei, and therefore there are only 7 days here. And yet, even in the days of Shlomo, it is not considered a completeness, since anyway the ascents of the degrees are required, and the true complete revelation of the 50th gate will be in the end of correction.
Because then it will be an awakening from below. Not an awakening from below, but an awakening from above. Okay, yeah.
178. The commandment which follows is to have the festival of Shavuot. It is called Shavuot, weeks, because Israel entered 50 days, which are 7 weeks, where the 50th day alone is included from 7 weeks, because the 50th day is the 50th gate, Yud Kei of Yesut, which have 7 Sfirot Chochmah, Bina, the right of Da'at, the left of Da'at, Chesed, Gvura, third of Tiferet until the Chazeh, which is together with the Malchut in the Chazeh, and in the offering of the Omer, which is the offering of barley. It is a prostitute woman escaping a virtuous woman. And when a prostitute woman does not come closer to a virtuous woman, Israel cleaved to the Creator in 7 weeks, and the evil inclination is revoked from above and below, for it has no grip in Zer Anpin and Malchut. 179. Therefore, it is called Atzeret. It has the cancellation of the evil inclination. Therefore, it is not written about it sinned, like in the rest of the festivals. Meaning here, it is not written one scapegoat for Chatat, because in the Chatat, in the sin, there is part for the externals. And here, they were cancelled, and they don't need to be given a part. And then all the lights gather to a virtuous woman, to Malchut, the lights of 7 weeks. And because of that, it is called Atzeret.
And of course, it's not the complete correction, but just for now, it's by an awakening from above. And in Gmar Tikkun, it'll be the awakening from below. Yes?
John from Toronto is asking about the intentions. Should I expect for a result from my demand during the reading? Should I expect the Creator to give me those forces only because I asked for them in my heart? Asked for Him in my heart.
While reading the Zohar and while studying Kabbalah altogether, man needs to think about when will my actions reach the actions of my fathers? Meaning, when will I also be able to reach such actions of bestowal that are written in this book, and that I will be able to join those actions that our forefathers discovered? Our forefathers, who are they? They are these Kabbalists of all the generations. That's it. Meaning, look how much their desire to receive is revealed. We are supposedly sitting on an iceberg, that its tiny little tip is just sticking out of the ocean, and below us there's like this huge thing, miles on miles of glacier. This is really this little tip is revealed in us as our desire. And all the rest of the desires that are below are revealed to them because they can work with them correctly. And through those desires, they discover the new reality. And what we can discover, we can only discover through our work. What is given to man as his own work. It's according to the desire that he can feel the reality and that we call this world alone. Yes. Give him a mic. Come on, what's up with the microphone? Take it from him.
What is an awakening from below if there is none else besides him?
We just talked about this for a whole hour. So what are we for? Why am I not like a little bug? A bug isn't thinking about anything. And for a bug, none else besides him is there for 100%. 100%. With another million zeros after that, 100. He is in full dvikut with the Creator. Completely. Still vegetative and animate. That's it. Well, so what are you asking about for them? It's none else besides it, just without attaining, right? For you, they gave you, along with the animate level, another addition of desire that you can start scrutinizing as the level of the speaking level. Meaning, with the addition of that desire, you can start discovering the Creator. If you, with that addition and desire, except for what you discover as an animal, that you have something above it, if with that desire you will start identifying yourself with your desire, with your efforts to the Creator, that through none else besides him you will through none else besides me you will reach none else besides him, one time after another, then it'll be revealed to you that same glacier that you don't feel right now. And in it, when you start adding it, that huge desire, that shattered desire, you'll start identifying it to the Creator. In that, you'll start feeling the worlds. And that the whole way till that entire glacier will be added to Enod Milvado, and that'll be called Gmar Tikkun. Yes. And all of your work is to reach from none else besides with by using enani limili, none else besides me, that you don't run away like he said in that letter. Yeah, letter 16, that people run away and say, thank God, I'm praying, give me a few remedies, tell me what to do, and I'll do it. No. If you say, none else besides me, and through that you reach none else besides him, that's our entire work. Until you lose all of that glacier of your corrupted desires and turn it into the mountain of the Creator.
And before I have a certain feeling, can I have any hold by not having weird imaginations and start thinking thoughts that I'm already in the right direction?
You have nowhere to get confused. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what your hands and legs do, what you're doing. It's what is important is in what inner tendency are you in? What do you want with this moment? To bring it in to be part of none else besides him on your behalf. That you're saying none else besides me with relating to the situation and none else besides me, you are also adding this moment into dvikut, adhesion. And that's your work. So you're not just selling watermelons. Yes.
Meaning, let's say, if I take such glasses through which I look at the world and I see all through the connection, so if I do it every moment, that means that I'm in the right direction?
Don't try and look for an easy life, okay? Just sit and get confused. That's good.
בעצם אם אין אני לי מי למפתח את הכלים,
if I'm not for me develops the kelim and that there's none else besides him, it's to develop the recognition, the consciousness.
Yeah, let it be like that. Yeah, kind of, you can say that. Yes. Yes, Akoko.
When we started reading, you asked Niv with which intention we should be. And the answer he gave was the same answer that I had. Completely. Now, how do we start realizing that common desire that exists between the friends?
Ask for it. Ask for the knowledge how to do it. It's worth it. Don't listen from me, but demand from him. That's a very nice prayer. How can we unite with our desires into one desire in order to aim it towards you? That'll be good for you to demand, and don't get some formula from me and think that that's it. You got it. Let's keep going. The holiday of Shavuot.
180. And you have made the festival of Shavuot to thy God. Why is it written Shavuot? And it's not written how many Shavuot, how many weeks. Wherever it is written just Shavuot, weeks, the name causes that they are from 7 weeks. For it is written, you shall count 7 weeks. And why is it written only Shavuot if there are 7 weeks? It should have been written just Shavuot, to include the 7 Shavuot, 7 weeks of above and the 7 weeks of below. And they're all included on the 50th day. Because wherever the 7 weeks of above are awakened, the 7 weeks of below are awakened along with them. Rather, until Shlomo came and attained the 50th gate, and the moon was full, until then they were not revealed. Meaning, they weren't specified twice, 2 weeks, which are included in the 50th gate. Rather, they were called just Shavuot. Since Shlomo came, he made them into a prat, as written, 7 days and 7 days. This is prat, individual. For those 14 revealed days were specified on the 50th gate, 181. And the rest of the time, except for the time of Shlomo, there are not 14 days in particular, rather they are included in the just Shavuot, just weeks. For another person should make them into particular except for Shlomo, because those 7 days of below do not illuminate in wholeness from the 7 days of above until Shlomo came, and then the moon was full in those 7 days. But here, it is just festival Shavuot. He does not specify them, because those 7 lower days were included in the upper 7 days, and they do not illuminate there like in the days of Shlomo. 182. The mitzvah, the commandment that follows, is to sacrifice 2 bread loaves, which are the 2 shechinot of above, which is Bina, and of below, which is Malchut. And they conjoin together. And the low ones which receive from Malchut, it is like they receive from Bina, for they are connected. And correspondingly, these are the 2 bread loaves of Shabbat, meaning 2 breads, which is a double food from above and from below, from Bina and from Malchut. And therefore it is written, and on the 6 days they have gathered 2 times bread, 2 omers for each. 2 omers for each implies also to Bina and Malchut, which unites into one place, to the voice of Yaakov, Zer Anpin, which inherits from above and below, Bina and Malchut, 2 breads together, because Shabbat above and below together, where Malchut rises and closes Bina, and they are connected together, and everything together is called Shabbat. And this is the 2 breads.
Okay, let's stop here. And is there a question there?
Nadav from Canada is asking, what is so special about the 50th gate?
It's the full correction of the Malchut. To, in all her might, to resemble the Bina, where she takes all of the kavanot, all the intentions from Bina, and reveals all of her desires, and then you have a vessel that completely receives in order to bestow. That's the 50th gate. That's all of the intensity of Gemar Tikkun, which in that we reach the general Malchut instead of that tiny pipe, the pipeline that is there to be corrected throughout all of the cascading and all of the ascending from below to above. You have like an empty space. That's the Malchut of Ein Sof that's restricted. And what we build in that space, it's like a really tiny sector, it's like a line. And the rest, it's all part of the 50th gate. That's how it is. Because the difference between the 49th gates and the 50th gate, the 49 are from below from to above, and the 50th is also from above to below, that the desire to receive on itself is working in order to bestow.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.